ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंडस्य ज्ञानांजलाशलाकाय चक्षुर्विनिपन्नेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री असदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो एनीवन हैज एनी क्वेश्चन? So how is the reading going on? Prabhupada's books?
Yes, we daily over at Niraj.
Okay. How much time you are reading?
About what? Half an hour to 45 minutes. In the range of half an hour to 45 minutes?
Oh, that's great. It's wonderful.
I think it started slowly, hopefully it will increase now.
Yeah, you can keep it half an hour only, minimum, you know, because otherwise, whenever some problem will come or, or some kind of work will come or some situation will come, then you won't be able to read that much also. 15 minutes will also be heavy that time. So it is always better to go gradually. So you should have a minimum fixed, minimum time fixed for that.
So minimum means if I say half an hour and I go to 45 minutes, it's fine. It should not be less than half an hour. Basically, that is the intention, right?
Yeah, so if you have set the minimum to half an hour, then so you can read more, definitely. But you should not go below that, below the minimum standard.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. Unnati also started reading, no?
Unnati has started. I am not sure how regular she is. Maybe I will ask her. Unnati?
Okay.
Somebody is asking, regular is your reading happening?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Bol, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, good, okay.
Yes, I have started reading the Bhagavad Gita and I've read every day so far except for the weekend where we attended these lectures at ISKCON Chopadi.
Chopadi?
Yes.
Which lectures you have joined?
It was a two-day lecture series by Venu Gopal Acharya.
Oh, okay. And what was that?
It was titled Mind Your Mind. He was teaching certain principles on how... Yeah.
Okay, so you had gone alone or also Prabhuji and both?
Yeah, with parents.
With family. Oh, okay. That's the reason, Prabhuji could not... I think he was traveling, no? For the Bhagavad Gita class.
You were on the way back. So in fact, you had more audience that day listening. We were like seven of us listening to your lecture in the car.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, the Samarias were also there.
Achha, wo log bhi the. Okay. And the other devotees?
Swayam.
Okay. Four of you and
four and there too. Sorry, 4 and 2, 6.
Six. Okay. Did Mataji like it? I think it was a very relevant discussion last Saturday.
Yeah.
So about the super soul and guru tattva and all that,
Correct. And so you were explaining how, I think Prabhuji asked you the question about is sannyasi equal to or
Okay. So how was your experience, Unnati, attending that class?
How was the experience? Oh. Yeah, so
Oh, it was pretty profound.
Okay, good. Yeah, so he's a gold medalist from one of the management universities. He has an MBA degree, and yeah, his name is Venugopal Acharya. Hare Krishna Mataji, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got management degree, and yeah, his name is Brajbihari Prabhu.
Correct, correct. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. But I think, you know, what you like, I think it's really needed that every devotee should have their personal sadhana also, apart from, you know, as I was like discussing that, it is not just important to take association of devotees, but then you have to internalize that association in terms of practicing without the dependence of association. So you have to generate that kind of motivation where you don't depend on external circumstances. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Okay. So, I mean, so, you know, that is important, and I think, you know, so we have to be regular in that. So see, this reading aspect of Prabhupada books, it should never be replaced with anything else.
Okay. I will definitely like now attempt to read every single day without.
Yeah, that is very important. And if you can do that, it will be wonderful. See, even if you set a time of 15 minutes, that's also a really good time. 15 minutes minimum, if you read every day, that will be like very important for you, you know, like you'll realize that over a period of time.
Okay, will do, Prabhuji.
Okay, great. Okay, so all right, so any questions on like, oh, what about Vandana
Prabhuji, for last 10 days I could not read. I had started NOD, so the last 10 days I was not able to read it.
Yeah, that's so. See, that is the thing, you know, like I think it's always good to start with 15 minutes or 10 or 15 minutes in the beginning. Otherwise, like, you know, you'll start feeling that there is some kind of burden which is there, and like you'll be in anxiety about it. So it's always good to start with the minimum thing and gradually go ahead. So because 10, 15 minutes, I think every devotee can take that time out. I don't think it is difficult for anyone. But half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, that's a serious commitment. I mean, in my experience, devotees have trouble chanting japa, you know, a fixed number of japa, then what to speak of reading and hearing. So, you know, but in the beginning stages, obviously, beginning or we, you know, unless and until we get that taste where we are spontaneously doing many things, it's very important. Shravanam is very important. Like, you know, it is actually more important than chanting also, because that Shravanam will drive your chanting, it will drive and maintain your sadhana also. Okay.
Yeah, Prabhuji, this class will be considered as Shravanam or what, Prabhuji, if you are attending 1 hour class weekly, this one hour or 2 hour, whatever.
Yeah, of course, whatever you are hearing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Of course, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you think that I'm very fallen and like, you know, my classes don't have any effect, then definitely, yeah, then I accept it, because that probably might have zero effect. So you can consider that, you know, this 1 hour is a waste.
No, Prabhuji. Miss, on that day I heard your lecture, I was asking you about that. This was miss, regarding to this thing only. That Prabhuji, today I heard your lecture, so it will be considered as hearing, no? I was about to ask, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I think probably the answer is given. I think the answer should be given by all of you devotees only. I
Yes,
don't know.
Prabhuji. No,
I think
Prabhuji. No, but we wanted what to say that. Confirmation from you that yes, it's okay, that's fine.
Mataji wants confirmation from authority.
See, basically, I will tell you one thing, that, I mean, why I will tell you that, yeah, it is comfortable hearing because I am just like repeating Guru Sadhu Shastra.
Yes, Prabhuji, and of course, yes, Prabhuji, exactly. I was about to say. And Prabhuji, you are sharing that letters also. So when we are reading that letters, that are also being comes in the Upad books or no, Prabhuji?
Okay, that is a good question.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically, see, I don't want to like unnecessarily emphasize too much on hearing and reading like many things. That's the reason I just started with like reading books. But if you consider like Prabhupada's teachings as a whole, as a holistic approach, then the Prabhupada teachings consists of his letters, his conversations, which are transcribed, and of mainly his books, or all of his books, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you want to consider the essence of the books, then the four books are there, which we have discussed. Okay. Mm. But apart from those four books, now certain information is not there in the four books also, which Prabhupada writes in the letters. Okay. So it has a different flavor, and it is also very important to read. But I would not like emphasize it right now. See, when I'm sending you are reading it, that's a different thing. But it's not necessary to start reading the letters as of now. I think first focus on the books.
No, yeah, miss, we are reading the sharing letters, that which I was sharing in the group. The letters which you are sharing in the group, we are reading that, no? So I am asking.
Right. See, I am reading because I am reading since a long time, no?
Yeah.
I am reading like three to four things at one time.
Prabhuji, sometimes you say so big letter in one time, then we will say, okay, we will read later. Then it will go away, go so long, so far, Prabhuji.
Yeah. But I think I am sharing only some really nice, important letters.
Of course, of course, right, Prabhuji. But sometimes letters, actually, Prabhupada letters are so long sometimes.
Some of them are like, yesterday I shared, I think that was a bit long. But,
Someday when we miss, no, then they go very up, Prabhuji.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can read, that is wonderful. You know, like, whenever you can, once in a week, you can read it. But most important is reading his books first.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything that Prabhupada has given in terms of conversations, correspondence, books and everything, it is, you know, all very important. And that's the reason we also feel that we have not understood Prabhupada's, purpose or commentaries deeply because it's a vast ocean. Like, the more we read, the more we realize that we have not read so many things. Because, like Prabhupada gave so much. It's an ocean. So, yeah. And this Srila Prabhupada, the class that I conducted in my house, so I am still awaiting the recording for that class because, one young devotee, she has recorded that. Like she's probably like 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old. So she had recorded and I think she's unable to somehow upload the file and send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so probably tomorrow I will meet her and I will discuss with her, I'll show her and... So I will forward it to all of you.
Solution, there is a simple solution. She can transfer it to her PC. And
I got the same thing. But I think
she can
send
a service call to transfer or Dropbox to send it to you.
Yeah, but I think she is not able to. Like, she only knows share it option in mobile that, you know, the share it app is there. But I think she's not able. I think she's not so technical, so she's not able to do it. But I will try to. Actually, Rajiv Prabhu has also recorded, and I think Anju Mataji also has recorded. But I think they came pretty late, so I almost half an hour recording must have gone. That's why I'm not asking them. So I will prefer that entire recording.
Yeah. So probably we can start with a question.
Ha, so the question is over, Adana.
Mera matlab
It might not be technical, but it is kind of like practical questions.
These are very important issues which one may have. So it's nice to clarify on this forum. Hmm. Even however small they are, it is very beneficial. So can you want to say something more, or I had one question, so I thought maybe I'll ask that today.
Yeah, you can ask more. I don't think any other deities they have any question, or they can keep it ready. We can discuss after Rajiv Prabhu's question.
Yes, Prabhuji, I have one question.
Okay, then Rajiv Prabhu, what is the question?
Yeah, Prabhuji, so this is related to, we say that Brahmaji's life is 100 years, correct?
Hmm.
And that is also the life of this material universe, correct?
Yeah, right.
After that 100 years, the material universe will perish. Means it will all go into annihilation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means that is the completion of one breath of Vishnu. So he will then start inhaling. Everything will be annihilated. Then after some time when he exhales, then again all that creation will come about, right?
Right, yeah. See, now one thing is uncertain about this. Whether all the Brahmas are coming at one time or whether they are coming at some time lag.
Okay.
And so is it like, one particular universe, one particular Brahma? Is he merging back? Is he going back to God or is he coming to the material world again after his lifetime? So does it mean that only one universe is merging and then other universes are still there, or everything is happening at one time? So that is something which is not sure. I have not heard or read anywhere. And second thing is that, why I'm saying this is because our universe is the smallest universe compared to all other universes in the material world.
That we come to know from the number of heads our Brahma has, right?
Yeah. So smallest, minimum number of heads Brahma has is 4. So that is our universe. And then 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, whatever, maybe multiples of 4, whatever it is. So depending on that, the size of the universe and the information provided in that universe will also increase. Okay, so but relatively speaking, I think each and every Brahma probably experiences the same time duration, which is 100 years. Span of 100 years, that is fixed for each and every Brahma. Now, whether there is a difference in that time frame, like one Brahma is experiencing 100 years, second Brahma is experiencing 100 years. But is there a relative difference, or is the same experience they are getting the same time? That is something that I'm not sure. Okay, and then when the universes are winding up together, or I probably believe that it should happen at the same time. It should probably happen because we know one thing, that from the pores of Mahavishnu, these are all emanating at one, at a particular time. And then while winding up also, all these are entering in the body of Mahavishnu. So,
the thing is where time is not a factor that comes in, right? So, how would that...
Yeah, time, exactly. So, when Mahavishnu is exhaling, when the universes are manifested, from that point, obviously, because there is no time, he is at the border of material and spiritual world. So, but when they manifest in the material world, then the time starts. So that is the reason I said that even though there is a time difference of the universes, but for Vishnu, everything happens at the same time. And, so winding up and creation. So the exhaling and inhaling thing will happen, for all the universes simultaneously. This is my philosophical speculation. And after that, when they come in the material world, how much time they spend, that is something that is, I'm not certain about it. But because, achinta bhira tatta, inconceivable things happen in the last past time, So it is possible that Brahmas can have, you know, more, they can stay longer, one Brahma can stay longer than other. But when the winding up takes place, then all of them are like together also. So this is also possible.
Yeah, but Prabhuji, suppose an inhaling and exhaling period, some universes are coming out. So it is not necessary the same universe will go inside when the Vishnu will inhale. It's not necessary, no, Prabhuji.
No, that is what I'm saying, no, that when the inhaling will take place, then all these universes will enter the pores of Mahavishnu.
Okay.
So that means that
in this recognition that it all happens simultaneously.
This is my speculation that it might happen simultaneously. But I'm like, we're not 100% sure about that, whether, you know, because see, when it's a common, like, I mean, what I'm just using common sense, that when Mahavishnu is exhaling, then all that, it is mentioned in the scripture that all these universes, they are coming together. And then when he is inhaling, then all the universes enter in his body, right? So what is the meaning of that? It means that everything is happening simultaneously, or even if it is not happening simultaneously, because of the inconceivable energy of the Lord, everything is possible. So, but I have not read or heard, or I don't know if it is mentioned in the Shastra about this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my actually,
I did ask this question to Bhanu Maharaj, probably, maybe something related to this, and he answered that this is not stated in any scripture. So, but I have to refer what I asked him. It's, you know, I think, yeah, what I asked him is about the origin of the souls in the material world. That all the souls are simultaneously entering the material world, or are they coming like gradually, or, you know, one after the other? And he replied that this is not stated in any scripture.
Right.
So
Prabhuji, for example, Srila Prabhupada and even our Shad Goswamis, they were, the Shad Goswamis were Manjaris from Golok Dham. So obviously they have not been around since the creation, since Lord Vishnu exhaled and everything came into being. So they were sent specifically for this purpose, and they have anyways access to Golok Dham, like we have read in the Leelas. So they are definitely one of those examples where they are not here since that time, and they just come, do the thing, and they go back into it. Just like the other souls who are, we know, our other acharyas or other devotees who have been doing the wonderful devotional service. So they go back home, back to Godhead. So obviously they are going back at different times. So they may come also at different times.
Yeah, so what you're saying, who can come at the same time?
That means all the souls will not come simultaneously into this material universe. They will, jivas...
No. See, you are talking about Nitya Siddhas. Nitya Siddhas can come at any time. There is no... But a soul coming to this world means we refer to Nitya Siddhas, and this eternal condition souls.
So just like ours... The devotees who we know that are wonderful in their devotional service, and they are sure to go back home, back to Godhead after this lifetime. Some Maharajas say that this devotee is definitely going back in this lifetime, after this lifetime only. So then that means they can make the exit at different times. So it may not be then necessary to come also at the same time. They can probably come at
That is what I'm saying, no, that about whether they are coming at the same time or not, that is not mentioned anywhere. So, I mean, anything can happen. See, by Krishna's inconceivable nature, anything can happen, which is beyond our material intelligence. So, we have to just, you know, say, accept that, okay, it can happen simultaneously, or it can happen with some time lag also. But time lag, again, you know, the concept of time lag is existing only in material world. But from the Lord's point, everything is present only. So whichever jivas are coming, let's say even Nitya Siddhas are coming in Kali Yuga, or who have appeared in the past also. So from the Lord's point of view, it's all one and the same thing. It's all present for them, for the Lord.
Correct.
So probably now, see, one more. Yeah.
Maybe I believe in that idea.
No, you finish your question because this is just extra information.
My query was actually leading to our Brahma. So when our Brahma has a life of 100 years, that 100 years is on the scale of Brahmalok. Is that right?
Yeah. That, you know, if you want to estimate from our level, then it is one day of Brahma means 12 hours means 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas.
Correct. That is fine. But what I'm saying that if we go by the scale of Brahmalok only now. Hello? Yeah, so Brahmalok has, Brahmalok 1 year completion is actually 1% of the life of this entire material universe. Because Brahmalok life, the lifespan of the entire Brahmalok is only 100 years, because that is the lifespan of Brahma himself, right? So that means anybody who elevated to that loka, Brahmalok, he will be living only for few days, because when Brahmalok, the span of Brahmalok, by Brahmalok's time span, is only 100 years. So anybody who is born because of his good karma, if he's elevated to higher planetary system and he gets a chance to go to Brahmalok, so that means he is born, and in few days of Brahmalok time, he will then leave the body there and go, because that is, few days is the maximum he will be able to live, because 100 years to khali Brahmalok ka hi hai, time limit hi uska 100 years hai. So, ek ek jiva jo udhar jata hai, wo to ek ya do din nikal ke wapas aa jayega wahan se, barabar na?
See, actually, whether
clear to you? I mean, am I able to express it clearly?
Yeah. So see, actually, whether what duration a living entity lives in the material planets, different material planets, we know that someone can become Brahma, someone can become Indra. So for them, we can say that they can live that much, that many years. And generally, those who go there, like generally those who are going above Dhruvaloka, like Janarlok, Maharlok, Tapalok, Satyalok is Brahmalok. So then they are the ones who are like, you know, who have a lot of siddhis and they have a lot of tapasyas and, you know, they do a lot of tapasya and austerities they have done. So their time scale is, they can obviously increase that. Now, obviously their time scale or the duration that they will live, that will be much more than what they are spending in the material world. Actually, even, see, there are some sages who have been living right from Satyuga up till Kali Yuga. Okay, I think Durvasa Muni is probably one of them. And many other, Vasishtha Muni. And
Lord Balram's wife also lived across the Yugas, right?
Yeah, so she was from previous Yuga, and then she, Balramji dragged her down and like made her height the same as Dwapar Yuga people. So yeah, so there have been sages who have been living from Satyaloka to Kali Yuga in according to, so how many years they have spent, you know, they have spent, because the duration of Kali Yuga is 100, this is 1,000, that is Haribol, some disturbance. Some disturbance is coming from somewhere. Yeah, now it's on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So this 100 years, then 1,000 years, then 10,000 years, and then 1 lakh years. 1 lakh is the duration of Satyuga. Right? So what to speak of, this is in the material world. What to speak in the Swarg Loka or higher Loka. Right? So it is comparable to Brahma's duration. So it is not about 1 or 2 days. It is not about 1 or 2 days. They can live for more long time also. They can stay there.
Yeah. But the thing is that if they have lived for, say, 1 lakh years on the time scale of Earth, okay? So that may be equating to only few hours in the time scale of Brahmalok, correct?
No, but why are you considering the time scale of our human in the material world, like in the Earth planet? You have to see, the time scale will change for them. they are not subjected to time scale of the earth planet. Then they adopting the time scale of that particular planet. So they can live for 90 years also. They can live for 80 years also.
No, that is fine. But what I'm saying that when Lord Brahma's age only is 100 years, so he will conceive.
Yeah.
He will perceive that 100 years as 100 years only. Na? Matlab, he will not be perceived.
The point is... For us, it is millions and millions of duration.
That's
okay, millions of... Right? So,
yeah.
For him, whoever is residing in that particular planet, for them, that experience is that same as the person experiencing in that planet, like that. But for us, it is not like that. You understand?
So for anybody, suppose we are granted access to Brahmalok, let us say. Okay.
One second. You are not getting the point. It is about acquiring a suitable body. You cannot go there, first of all.
That's what I'm saying, that if Lord was to give that special visa and we were to be granted, just assumption that we are granted access to Brahmalok, so we go to Brahmalok and we are granted only for 1 second to stay there, just to see it for a second.
No, it is not like that. When you go there, if that is your desire and destination, you want to go there, then you enter that particular time scale. You arrive at that time scale. So it will change. It will not be the same.
So I'm saying, वहाँ का time scale जो होगा, उधर का एक second. तो जब मैं उधर होऊँगा, वो मैं एक second.
There are just as we want to attend the heavenly planet, so we'll go to the heavenly planet and decide there जो उसका जो duration है उतना हम लोग रहेंगे वहाँ पे. Okay, so similarly, jisko Brahmalok mein jana hai, they will stay for that much duration. And so they can go back to Godhead from Brahmaloka if they become pure devotees. And otherwise, they will finish their karma and they will come down to the material world. But how much time they want to spend there, it all depends on their austerity, tapasya and all that, their desires. And the Lord will fulfill their desire. So they can stay there for, if that is their goal, they can stay there for 80, 90 years also. Or I'm not sure if all of the, I'm not saying when someone can stay more than 100 years in Brahmaloka. वैसा मैं बोल रहा हूँ. आप ये समझने की कोशिश करो कि जो टाइम स्केल है ना वो अडॉप्ट होता है फिर वहाँ पे जाके. तो जो हमारा ब्रह्मा जी का टाइम स्केल में हम लोग आ जाएंगे वो हमारा क्वालिफिकेशन हो जाएगा.
तो जब मैं बोलूँ जब वहाँ का ही टाइम स्केल 100 साल है मैक्सिमम लिमिट है, तो जो कि ब्रह्मा जी का ही पूरा लाइफ होता है, तो जो जीवा उधर अपग्रेड होके जब उधर अगर पहुँचते भी हैं वो गाइड या गुड कर्मा, सो दे विल बी एबल टू नॉट स्पेंड मोर देन मे बी फ्यू डेज, मे बी दैट विल बी देयर लाइफ, बिकॉज 100 इयर्स इज द complete lifespan of just like Earth. Lifespan is trillions of years. So
why they can't spend 90 years there? What is the problem?
Because aap dekhe na, 50 years to nikal gaya already Brahma ji ka. Abhi agar koi jata bhi hai udhar, to wo udhar jaake apna kaam nipayega, wo to in that time scale, I'm saying they will be hardly staying for some time.
They can live there for 49 years. Another 49 years they can live.
That is like 50% of the life time scale of this entire universe. Correct, na?
But Prabhu, see, 51st jo aap bol rahe ho na, 50 years jo nikal gaya hai, wo 50 years abhi hum log 51st hum log abhi calculate kar rahe hain hamare time ke liye. Uske pehle bhi to tha na. हाँ, तो कोई जो था वो स्टार्टिंग से भी रहेंगे ना ब्रह्मा जी के साथ, फर्स्ट ईयर से भी रहेंगे ना जब, फिर तो ऐसा नहीं है ना कि सब 50th हम लोग के लिए, हमारे जो टाइम स्केल में वो आता है 51st हमारे टाइम स्केल में आता है, लेकिन जो पहले गए वो उसका क्या, वो लोग तो 100 ईयर तक भी जा सकते हैं शायद, 90 ईयर 95. नाउ वेदर इट इज यू नो द जीवा कैन यू नो गो till the end of Brahma's duration, that is I think possible. Okay, that is probably possible, you know, but when they enter and all that, it all depends on your karma.
But still, because Lord Brahma's life is only 100 years, so unke to tulna mein to kuch bhi nahi hai na hum log. So
hamare
paas unka 1.1% bhi hai kisi jeeva ko wo mil gaya udhar ka Brahma ji.
Aisa nahi hai prabhu,
wo bahut badi
baat hai. It is haan hamare liye badi baat hogi, lekin aisa nahi hai ki koi wahan pe jaake movements aur arms mein jaake kya hai aa jayega. It is not like that. It is you have to change the time zone, time scale. Okay, तो टाइम स्केल जब आप चेंज करोगे तभी आप भी अगर अभी अभी जाओगे आप और अगर ब्रह्मा जी के 50 साल ऑलरेडी बीत गए तो आप ब्रह्मा जी के साथ 50 ईयर सेलिब्रेट कर सकते हो वहां पे, क्योंकि आप 50 ईयर तक रह सकते हो उनके साथ. ठीक है, आप उनका एनिवर लाइक बर्थडे जो है सेलिब्रेट कर सकते हो 100 बर्थडे. तो ऐसा नहीं है
इस प्रोसेस, बिकॉज इन गीता व्हेन आई वाज रीडिंग माय इंट्रोडक्शन इसमें लिखा है वेदर इज अ हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम और लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम ऑल दोस birth, old age, disease, death, ये एक common part for all these planetary systems. So
लेकिन
लेकिन to be born there, आप सोचिए if a person is to be born there and he will go up to be a young person, then उसको disease आएगा, old age आएगा, मर जाएगा. So he may be still पूरा ब्राह्मण लोग के lifetime का percentage, उसका जो lifetime होगा should not be more than 0.001%, cannot be more than that because he is just a jiva finally. And that is ब्रह्मलोक.
ऐसा नहीं है प्रभु, ये कर्म के हिसाब से है. अगर आप ब्रह्मलोक पे जा सकते हो तो फिर वो ब्रह्मलोक में उतने टाइम तक रह सकते हैं. और ब्रह्मा ऐसा प्रभुपाद एक परपद में लिखते हैं कि द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ ब्रह्मा, यू नो, सो दे इफ दे बिकम प्योर डिवोटीज दे विल गो बैक टू गॉड आफ्टर द एंड ऑफ ब्रह्मास लाइफ, और अदरवाइज दे विल बी कमिंग डाउन टू द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. So it is all dependent on the karma of a jiva. So और वो time scale पूरा change हो जाता है. तो आप उधर ब्रह्मा जी के साथ भी रह सकते हो अगर आपको that is your desire. Okay, but हाँ, this is true. ब्रह्मा भुवनालोक पुनर्वर्तिनो अर्जुना महापत्नी कौन थे पुनर्जन्म ना विद्यते, that right from ब्रह्मलोक to this hellish planet everything is about the daily disease. तो वो तो temporary और material ही है. अब ब्रह्मा जी भी तो इसके लिए तो मरते भी है 100 इयर्स के बाद, और फिर वो या तो भगवान के धाम में चले जाते हैं या फिर वो वापस नीचे आते हैं. ओके, तो ये ब्रह्मा जी कौन है? जीवा ही तो है फाइनली. तो जब जीवा ब्रह्मा जी का पोजीशन लेके 100 इयर्स बिता सकते हैं तो दूसरे जीवा क्या दूसरा उनके डिजायर के हिसाब से 90 इयर्स और ब्रह्मा जी के टाइम स्पैन के हिसाब से नहीं बिता सकते क्या? सो ऑब्वियसली दैट इज पॉसिबल. सो व्हेन यू सी, या
कैन आई आस्क समथिंग? So I think, from what I've understood, like what Rajiv Prabhu is asking, is like, for example, if I leave this body right now, okay, and if I am like so very pious that if I get a birth on the Brahmalok planet, where generally a lifespan of any person who is born over there is maximum of 100 years. But, so suppose I am born at the end of my this life over there. So maximum, even if I am born immediately over there, I will be able to spend only 50 years of my life, of 49 years.
That we discussed. Yeah, that we discussed.
So then after that, but even though like I had it that I could stay there for 100 years, but I will not be able to stay fully for 100 years. I'll only be able to stay there maximum for 49 years.
Who said that? Who said? See, first of all, there are infinite brahmas in the infinite universes. So who says that you might, one second, you might take birth in other universe where Brahma has just started his life. How can you assume, Prabhu? It is, see, this concept of attaining this destination, it is depending on your desire and Krishna's reciprocation.
I'm saying anything is possible.
Exactly.
Possible. So
अगर एनीथिंग, एक सेकंड, पहले तो एक समझ लो बात कि आपको अगर एक डिजायर है, अगर आपने वो क्वालिफिकेशन आपने अटेन किया जो भगवान ने बोला है कि ये डिजायर आपको ये जो भी डेस्टिनेशन अटेन करना है उसके लिए क्वालिफिकेशन है, वो अगर आपने अटेन कर लिया तो यू विल गेट दैट डिजायर रिजल्ट. ओके, तो अभी आपको अगर 100 ईयर्स बिताना है ब्रह्मा जी के ब्रह्मलोक में, तो भाई या तो आप 40 ईयर यू स्पेंड 49 ईयर हियर एंड देन लेटर ऑन अनदर बर्थ में आप जाके दूसरे ब्रह्मा जी का वही, यू नो, जो ये यूनिवर्स में जो ब्रह्मा आएगा उसके बाद तक तब तो आपको भगवान विष्णु के बॉडी में लीन रहना पड़ेगा आपको सोने मिलेगा तब तक, ठीक है, उसके बाद आप जाके वापस ज्वाइन कर सकते हो ब्रह्मा जी के पास. सो डिपेंडिंग ऑन योर कर्मा एंड योर डिजायर्स यू आर गोइंग टू गेट दैट अप्रोप्रिएट रिजल्ट. सो इट इज वेरी सिंपल, वॉट एवर यू थिंक एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ यू अटेन दैट स्टेट, और वॉट एवर योर इंटेंस डिजायर दैट यू अटेन. ओके, so whether so now you can take birth in another universe where Brahma ji is just starting, or you can also maybe in this universe if you want. No, I only in this, but see, these things are like, I mean, does it, how does it matter to us, all these technical details?
No, it doesn't matter, frankly, but it was just a matter of being amazed about this thing, that if that is only 100 years, and then when you go there, so you will actually
know. You know what Prabhupada said for a devotee also, who leaves the body and who attains bhava or prema, or who attains a for qualification to join in Krishna's pastime. Prabhupada said that he takes birth in a universe where Krishna is appearing, because he has disappeared from this universe. So he has appeared in another universe when he passed away. So he you take birth in that universe where Krishna is just going to appear.
Yeah, that is better to aim for actually.
See, all these things, it's one and the same thing. Whether you come to this material world or whether you go to this universe, it's one and the same thing. There is no difference in that. Okay, so there is no better or inferior or superior in these things. Because ultimately, everything is in the material world. Now, obviously, if you go to Krishna abode is the same in each and every universe. So it will be the same thing also. So whether you are in this universe, so if you are attached to Mumbai, or different cities in India, then definitely you might get that kind of reciprocation from the Lord. But I think probably now, so now the question is that whether Mumbai, Kolkata, all these cities, they are existing in other universes also. How can I say that? I don't know that answer to this question. One thing I know, that India will be there, because the Lord will, he always takes birth in the land of India. But whether in Kalyuga these divisions are made, whether it is called Pakistan, India, then China, and all these things, these are all details that no sastra is going to tell you. Okay, but the principle is India is the land of Dharma. That place is called Bharat Varsha. It is named after King Bharata. Okay, so that principle will remain same in each and every universe. Okay, here or there some details might differ, but the principle will remain the same.
So that means Sanskrit will remain the language for all the universes as the divine language.
Yeah, Sanskrit is the mother of all languages, and Sanskrit is just, it will be the common language for, I mean, I have not heard if they use Hebrew or Jewish or English or Marathi or Parsi or
they are all in some way derivatives of some twisted form of Sanskrit only, right? Even German language has so many words common which are from Sanskrit.
That is in this universe, but in other universe maybe the Lord wants to use Hebrew as the mother of all languages, and then all other languages may be derived from that. Who knows that? But I've not heard anything like that. Generally, Sanskrit is the common.
No, Sanskrit is far superior to all these languages. All those acharyas and pandits who have talked about Sanskrit.
Who has made it superior? The Lord. And so the Lord can make any language superior. So he can make Gujarati also, he can make Punjabi also. And then everything can be derived from that language also.
So the language of Lord is non-different from Lord.
But Supreme Lord, whatever emanates from Supreme Lord becomes absolute truth. So if Hebrew also is emanated from the Lord, it will be a perfect language and it will be absolute truth. Try to understand this point. So I don't think we have to discuss these things so much. I think there is no point actually, because unnecessarily we are discussing. It is a simple principle we have to understand, that it is the Supreme Lord who is making a language, the king of all languages. The Sanskrit is dependent on the Supreme Lord. It is not that Sanskrit is independent of the Supreme Lord, that Sanskrit has acquired the ability to become the key mother of all languages. The Lord has made Sanskrit the mother of all languages, or he is the one who is the creator of Sanskrit language, right? So he can create anything. That is a principle.
Just
Now, he, if he wants law, then non-different from law. That is true, na?
But that's why I'm saying, in this universe, you are taking it Sanskrit. In other universe, if that emanation is not in Sanskrit form, the emanation itself is in some other language, then that is also non-different from the Lord.
So whatever is absolute truth that we know about Lord is as he has told us, so therefore that is prime here. But in other universe, something else is prime and something else can be the absolute truth. Is that it?
We see, with that information we don't have, and we don't have to be bothered about that also, because we know one thing, in the spiritual world, you know, Sanskrit is a language that is used in the spiritual world, in the place of Mathura and Dwarka, and Vraj Bhasha is used in the place of Vrindavan. Okay, that's the eternal language. Okay, so that eternal language, if it is there in the spiritual world, it, in the material world also, we are assuming that it will be the same everywhere. It's a common thing. But what I'm pointing out is, the principle is very important, that the Sanskrit has become the mother of all languages because the Lord has chosen that language. Just as why you can also argue why India is the place where the Lord has to appear. Because the Lord has chosen India. He has made India the land of Dharma. Why he did not appear in different places? So everything the Lord is choosing, and that is the reason we are accepting as an eternal thing. Okay? So it is the desire of the Lord. It's because he's a person, and you cannot question why he is making India. So obviously he has to make one particular country as his own place. That country he has named India, or you know, he is chosen India. So that is his choice. Right? So other, you know, if I ask question that, you know, why are you wearing this, you know, t-shirt, or this color t-shirt? So what will you answer? It is my choice. You know, I like it. So that's the, you know, that's the answer. So yeah. Anyways, so I hope, you know, like what we discussed makes sense to everyone.
Yeah. Basically, what I understood is that we will not spend time on this. That's the point.
Because there is no limit to this. You can keep questioning, you know, and technical questions are the ones where there is no end.
My question came out because I was only trying to conceive that if Lord Brahma's life is only 100 years from Brahmalok, then the jivas who go there, they may be hardly meet for a few days. That is what I asked.
See,
that is a question.
And that is what I am also trying to address this, that because we are so Nitya Bhaga condition, and we try to use our material intelligence in many things, but our material intelligence itself is a big mistake. Okay? And so you have to understand one thing, that transcendental realm is completely different. And the Lord has purposefully created this kind of
material
realm.
But to me, that is material realm still. It is a higher.
Which material? But the Lord has created, no. So when the Lord is creating, it is inconceivable. Can you, in the material world also, inconceivable things are existing.
Yeah, but then when they are giving us a comparative scale, when they are giving us a figure of 100 years, and then they say that 1 second of here.
But that is what, see, that is what you are.
1 year.
No, but you didn't understand. You didn't understand the principle. That's the reason you thought that a living entity can only stay there for like 49 years or, you know, whatever the duration Brahma is. But you,
yeah,
like, you know, you can take birth in another universe also.
Of course we can do that, of course. Yeah, but if he wants to go there, I'm saying, if he wants to go there, then his limit would be 49 years. That is what I'm saying.
But who said he can also be in this universe and then next birth, again he can associate with Brahma. Then he again will continue with his 49 plus XYZ years. So anyway, you know, I don't think, I mean, there is no point of, you know, such kind of discussions. I mean,
because it was not mentioned, that is why that point came across in the mind. Is this what it means?
Yeah, but 100, but it is also mentioned, Prabhu, that a jiva, depending on his desire, they will take their destination accordingly. And they will also attain that. If they attain the qualification, they will get that. Okay. So, see, the fact that a jiva can become Brahma means any jiva can attain that 100 years of position. That itself is clear. So what is the, you know, why there is a doubt about a jiva, certain jivas cannot attain 10 years, 12 years, why they have to come back in moments? That is not, that is illogical.
No,
I Brahma कौन है? वो ब्रह्मा जीव ही है ना?
Correct.
ब्रह्मा फिर तो उसको अंडे की आलू ही है ना?
He's a very high level जीव ना compared to us.
तो but ब्रह्मा जी जो high level है उससे कम थोड़े से कम थोड़े high level के अगर जीव आएंगे तो 90 तक रह सकते हैं ना?
हाँ लेकिन 50 पर निकल चुके ना already. मैं वो नहीं कहता. कि जब यहाँ से
ठीक है
अगर मेरा जिगर है कि मैं इसी प्लानिटरी सिस्टम के ब्रह्मलोक में जाऊंगा देन माय लिमिट इन दैट
ऐसा ऐसा कोई ऐसा ऐसा किसी का डिजायर होगा ही नहीं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल. ठीक है तो ये कितना कोई सोचेगा भी नहीं. सिंपल क्या आदमी क्या सोचेगा मुझे ब्रह्मलोक में जाना है बट दैट्स इट. आई डोंट थिंक दे विल सी मेरा कितना टाइम होगा मैं इधर ये ब्रह्मलोक से एसोसिएट करूंगा या वो ब्रह्मलोक से या ये यूनिवर्स से या वो यूनिवर्स से. आई डोंट थिंक एनीवन बल इतना टेक्निकल एनालिसिस करने की जरूरत नहीं है.
नहीं बराबर बराबर बट देन द आयरनी इज दैट अगर वो इसी अर्थ पे जन्म लेता है यही धरती पे पृथ्वी लोक पे तो ही कैन स्टिल लिव फॉर मेबी 100 years ऑन दिस पृथ्वी लोक.
प्रभु ये अगर मगर अगर मगर ये सब जरूरत ही नहीं है क्योंकि उसने अगर सोचा नहीं है तो ये हम लोग ज्यादा सोच के इसको ये कर रहे हैं अननेसेसरी खींच रहे इसको. आई मीन द एक्सपीरियंस इज गोइंग टू बी द सेम एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग टू बी द सेम.
प्रभु जी नहीं वो तो ठीक है आप जो बोल रहे हो वो सही है उसकी पॉसिबिलिटीज तो कुछ भी हो सकता है बट आई एम सेइंग के फैक्ट तो यही है कि यहाँ पृथ्वी लोक पे वो 100 साल और जी सकता है लेकिन अगर उधर पहुंच जाता है ब्रह्म लोक में तो वो 49 years से ज्यादा नहीं जी सकता क्योंकि वहाँ हाफ
ऐसा ऐसा लगता तो है. ऐसा लगता तो है जिस तरह से ब्रह्मा जी का 50 years हो गया तो इट मेक सेंस कि ही कैन नॉट लिव मोर देन 50 years ब्रह्मा जी
के. ब्रह्मलोक इज सो वास्ट हम लोग बहुत माइन्यूट है इसके हिसाब से बट द फैक्ट इज कि वहाँ उसका लाइफ ज्यादा रिस्ट्रिक्टेड होएगा क्योंकि 49 years होएगा मेरे यहाँ पर वो 100 साल 150 साल 200 साल शायद जी सकता है लेकिन वहाँ पर वो 49 years से ज्यादा नहीं जी सकता. मेरा को यही एक
लेकिन जो एटमोसफियर एनवायरमेंट है वो मटेरियल वर्ल्ड से ऑब्वियसली ज्यादा फेवरेबल है. आई मीन इन टर्म्स ऑफ द पाइटी यू नो इन टर्म्स ऑफ द पायस दिस थिंग यू नो इट इज मोर फेवरेबल. यहाँ पे क्या है यहाँ पे हैप्पीनेस डिस्ट्रेस दोनों है वहाँ पे देर इज यू नो पीस एंड देर इज हैप्पीनेस. सो आई मीन इट ऑल डिपेंड्स वो उसका स्टेट क्या है. जनरली इफ यू वॉन्ट टू अटेन अ पोजिशन लाइक दैट यू हैव वेरी गुड कर्मा यू नो एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी कर्मा टू रीच दैट पोजिशन एंड वो या सो इट इज सो कंपेयर अगर आप करोगे तो इधर जो यहाँ पे जो हम लोग रगड़ते हैं वैसा रगड़ना नहीं है ना उधर. हाँ इधर हम लोग क्या 8-10 घंटे काम करने जाते हैं फिर हमको हार्डली टाइम मिलता है ऐसा सब है क्या उधर? नहीं है ना. और वो कौन कौन जा सकता है ब्रह्मलोक में जो एकदम तपस्वी लोग हैं वो लोग. सो तपस्वी उधर जाके वो शादी नहीं करते उधर जाके वो फिर मेंटेन नहीं करते फैमिली को राइट. सो यहाँ पे सफरिंग बहुत है वहाँ पे सफरिंग नहीं है. सो दैट इज द एडवांटेज ऑफ दैट द रीजन देयर देयर इज लॉट ऑफ फैसिलिटी टू एंजॉय. अब स्वर्ग स्वर्ग हेवनली प्लैनेट्स में यू कैन एंजॉय अनलिमिटेडली प्रैक्टिकली. ओके
ब्रह्मलोक का ज्यादा कोई डिस्क्रिप्शन नहीं दिया हुआ ना किसी भी ऐसे अपने स्क्रिप्चर में ब्रह्मलोक को इतना डिस्क्राइब नहीं किया हुआ ना.
नहीं मतलब थोड़ा बहुत डिस्क्रिप्शन यही है कि जो इधर जाते हैं वो लोग वहाँ पे तपस्या करते हैं भगवान विष्णु की आराधना करते हैं उनके ऊपर मेडिटेट करते हैं. बेसिक डिस्क्रिप्शन इज गिवन अबाउट ब्रह्मलोक का जयलोक का तपलोक का महरलोक का ये सब वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी में भी बताया है यू नो और भागवतम में है इसका डिस्क्रिप्शन. So, but yeah, it is limited description because not much can be said about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyways,
we can. I think किसी और को कुछ हो तो मैंने बहुत time ले लिया.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So from Brahmaloka, let's come down to Earth planet. Okay. Yeah. Vinita Mataji, you had a question.
Yes, Prabhuji. I think last month you shared the letters of Prabhupada Prabhuji of Kirtanananda. Prabhupada was not supporting because he was going out of the ISKCON.
Okay.
Yeah, so my question is that Prabhupada is a very elevated soul and he is in a high platform. He was.
Before you finish your question, देना था जो मैंने राजीव प्रभु को बोला एक्स्ट्रा इन्फॉर्मेशन था तो उन्होंने क्वेश्चन पूछा था अभी लेकिन मेरे को ये याद आया था कि when we are talking about the souls coming or the Nitya Siddha is coming to this world. So first of all, see, भले हमको ऐसा दिखता है वो लोग आ रहे हैं, लेकिन ऐसा भी हो सकता है कि यू नो उनके एक्सपेंशन आ रहे हैं. They are also in the spiritual world and they are also, they come down to the material world. So, aisa hua tha Jai Vijay ke instant mein. Okay, so Jai Vijay actually sabko pata hai ki unko curse mila tha, unke aana pada yahan pe. Lekin it's not like that. They were there in the Vaikuntha planets also. The expansions of Jai Vijay came down. Okay, so for a devotee can also expand and he can also come down. It's not necessary that he has to leave spiritual world and he has to come in the material world. All the devotees, by the empowerment of the Lord, they can also expand themselves.
Right.
Okay, abhi ek question, ab main ek question puchta hu ki jo Arjun yahan pe hai, ye universe mein hai, ya wo same hi Arjun dusre universe mein hai, ya you know all infinite universes mein kya same hi Arjun hai, ya fir ye sab Arjun jo hai wo sab alag alag souls hai?
Ye sab expansion hai original Arjun ke from Golokdham.
Yeah, so it is like that. So it is one Arjuna who is expanding himself into different forms. Okay, otherwise, you know, then you'll have infinite number of Arjunas, which is obviously like, you know, thoda sa ye hota hai. Matlab, you know, sounds very awkward. So
there can be one Arjuna in Golokdham, but in the material world, there can be infinite Arjunas who are expansions, infinite expansions of that one Arjuna.
Yeah, that is what Prabhupada explains. This is how he explains in one letter. So, this letter I had read a lot before and I shared it with you. But, so anyways, you know, now, again, when I read this letter, I will share it with you. So, so this is also the thing, you know. So, it is also possible that Prabhupada came down, but he might also be there in the spiritual world. Inka expansion aaya hoga. So, Jai Vijay were also there in the spiritual world when the Kumaras crushed. So, see, this is how the Lord will reconcile everything. So he will, obviously, for the Lord, how can, see, first of all, Jai Vijay is a pure devotee. So, unka to koi curse lag hi nahi sakta hai. It's not possible only. And then, Jai Vijay wanted to please the Lord. That was their actually main desire. So why the Lord will send them, separate them from them? So, obviously, one reason is to experience the feeling of separation. That is true. But the second point of view also, you know, why the Lord would make them come as demons. ओके अब वो कर्ज बस तो सब एक्सटर्नल है. वो कर्ज तो हमें कभी भी नलीफाई कर सकते हैं भगवान. ठीक है, डिवोटीज भी कर सकते हैं. व्हाट द स्पीक ऑफ लॉर्ड, डिवोटीज में इतना पावर है तो वो लोग कभी भी उसको नलीफाई कर सकते हैं. देन सो ऑब्वियसली द लॉर्ड कैनॉट टॉलरेट दैट. ही कैनॉट सी, ही इज ऑल्सो लविंग ऑल दिस डिवोटीज लाइक एनीथिंग. एंड फॉर नो मिस्टेक ऑफ जय विजय वाई ही हैज टू पनिश देम. सो एक्सटर्नली पनिश भी किया और इंटरनली उनको वहां पर भी रखा. दोनों से साथ में अचीव हो गया, यू नो. सो कुमारास को भी उन्होंने स्पेसिफाई किया, ये नेचर है भगवान का. सो ही कैन डू मल्टीपल थिंग्स एट वन टाइम. ओके, ही कैन सेटिस्फाई मल्टीपल पीपल एट वन टाइम. दैट इज हिज कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स. सो कुमार को भी लगा, कुमार एक्चुअली दे रिपेंटेड, यू नो. व्हेन द लॉर्ड एक्चुअली आस्क्ड देम टू गो टू द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, दे ऑल्सो, देयर हार्ट ऑल्सो चेंज एंड दे ऑल्सो रियलाइज देयर मिस्टेक दैट They should have not a cursed Jai Vijay. You know, so तो ये होता है कि भाई कुमारा जो है वो उनको भी सेटिस्फाई किया भगवान ने, उनका कर्ज भी उन्होंने रखा और एट द सेम टाइम जय विजय का जो उनका डिजायर था वो भी पूरा किया कि उनको फाइट करना है लॉर्ड के साथ. एट द सेम टाइम द लॉर्ड कैनॉट, यू नो, ही कैनॉट सी कोई भी कर्ज भगवान के प्यार भी अभी तक नहीं पहुंच सकता. It's not possible because all the pure devotees, they have this ability to counteract and nullify that curse. वो कोई भगवान के नित्य सिद्ध है, उनको कोई curse नहीं सकता है. And then obviously भगवान, because you know they have purchased the Lord, so how can the Lord also punish them? It is not possible only. ये सब drama था सिर्फ. Okay, so yeah, so this is also possible. Okay, is it clear? Any question or comment on this? Does it make sense? Okay, yeah, Vinita Madhav, you can continue.
Yeah, Prabhuji, my question is that, Prabhuji, when someone is fall down,
We know that what should be our attitude towards that person? Because he is devotee, but now right now he has fallen down.
Apichet Sudhracharo Bhajante Maam Ananya Bhakt.
Sorry, Prabhuji, I was not able to hear you, Prabhuji.
So I quoted Bhagavad Gita once, Apichet Sudhracharo Bhajante Maam Ananya Bhakt. And then Krishna says that whoever is committing the most abominable activity, sinful activity, but if he is rightly situated, then he should be considered saintly because he is in the right this thing. Okay.
Yeah, just like Prabhupada criticized Kirtananand so much. So many times, what happened is the devotee says that because Prabhupada also criticized because he was wrong. So we can also do this thing.
What we can do?
Because Prabhupada criticized Kirtananda so much in so many letters.
Yeah,
so when devotees see this, means they say that when Prabhupada can criticize any devotee,
when Prabhupada is also giving us knowledge, and Prabhupada also said, see, Prabhupada criticizes God also very heavily. He told all his disciples that you are not in that position, and you don't have the right.
Yeah. But people does not see, devotees does not see that side of Prabhupada. No, they just watch this Prabhupada also did. So we are also doing this thing. So what should be our right attitude?
Who will be doing that? First of all, if someone is taking Prabhupada example, they have to be devotees. They have to be Prabhupada followers. If they are not Prabhupada followers, then what they have to do with Prabhupada? So basically, Prabhupada criticized, but he's a spiritual, he was a founder acharya, an acharya of the entire movement. He's a guru.
Yeah.
He's a spiritual master. So spiritual master has the right. According to Vaishnava etiquette, a guru can chastise, criticize anything they can do with their disciple. Obviously, it should be a genuine thing. Aisa nahi ki bhai, you know, khud ke ego ke wajah se. So Nitya Siddha aayega to, you know, there is no question of their fault. You know, they are faultless. They are beyond everything. So whatever they do, it is all perfect. Okay. But conditions will make that ego might come up and they might chastise out of ego or something like that. But if it is genuinely, you know, for the person's advancement or to rectify them or to make them realize that they are doing certain things wrong, then spiritual master has the right to chastise them. Spiritual master can go to any extent to correct them.
Okay.
But obviously the disciple should be able to take it. Okay, but none of the disciples, they have the right
to do the things, yes. Okay.
Now, if you see, after a few years, or maybe after just one year, you see another letter to Kirtananda Maharaj. So, they are again, you know, back in the same thing. And he was praising Kirtananda Maharaj.
Yeah.
He surrendered again. So, Prabhupada accepted him, and he always was, you know, whenever he was expressing his thoughts to other disciples, he was also mentioning this point that I wish that Kirtananda leave his current status condition and come back to me as soon as he can, and I will accept him because I love him very much. So a spiritual master's mercy or the love of spiritual master on a disciple is actually causeless and it is unconditional. A spiritual master can never reject a disciple, actually speaking. So there is no question of Prabhupada rejecting any of his disciples unless they want to break the connection. So no matter how much sinful activity you do, the guru will never reject you. He apparently, externally, he might probably take some action. But internally, in his heart, he is always praying. That he will never do, you know. So that is the compassion of a spiritual master. That's the reason we say that the devotees are more compassionate than the Lord. Right? So, unless you are in the role of a leader, guide, mentor, counselor, spiritual master, you don't have the right to chastise anyone unless and until you know the situation. If you know the situation properly, you are authority in the temple, yeah, then maybe you can definitely tell. But if you don't know anything and you are just chastising someone because of your external activity and because you don't understand what's happening, what is the reason, you don't have the right to say, you know, tell that. So one has to know the background circumstances and then only one should chastise. Okay. Or a spiritual master does not even need to know the background because he has understood the person's nature. Because, you know, he has spent so much time with that disciple. So he knows in and out of that devotee and so he can understand clearly what is wrong with this person. So he can chastise also without any background, without any circumstances. Because he knows that this person is going to behave like this only, no matter the circumstances, right? So, what a guru is seeing from his point of view, the other disciples, they will not see that. Okay, and the guru is assumed to be more advanced than the other disciples or devotees. So, when you are taking guidance from advanced Vaishnav, they are thinking on a higher platform. So it's very difficult to see. You can go and tell others, sorry, you know, this devotee chastised me or my authority chastised me. But what will that person say? Or you can at most you can share with them and you know they will say okay, you know, this happened, that happened. But you are thinking in your level. It is in your level. You are not able to understand certain things. So accept it. See, that is the reason a disciple has to be humble and submissive. Without that, nothing is possible. Forget about spiritual life. Then just go in the material world and, you know, because in the material world, what you are doing till now? You are showing your ego. So why you have come to the spiritual, this thing? I the one thing is common for every devotee, that we all wanted a solution because we are all distressed. So we are looking for happiness. Okay, but we want to get happiness without sacrificing and attaining the particular qualification. We just want to jump. So, if you want to attain happiness, there is a way to attain happiness, and that happiness will be eternal. It will be forever yours. But for that, you have to pay some price. And that price is that you have to be humble and submissive to the guru. You don't certain things when the guru will say, he says from his advanced level of experience, understanding of Krishna consciousness, which you will not be able to understand, and your material intelligence will not come useful because it will not be useful. So you have to throw away your material intelligence and become a dog of the devotee. Actually, that is the reality. One has to become a dog, you know, like or you can say a servant. A servant or you can say a slave. The slave is a very heavy word. Right? So slave is actually always awaiting the mercy of the master, whether he will chastise him or beat him or show mercy on him. The slave is always the explicit servant of the master. So this is actually the attitude of the pure devotees. Okay, now obviously we don't imitate that thing, but you know, there has to be acceptance level also. One has to surrender their own, you know, so-called conceptions and, you know, intelligent mind and, you know, all these things one has to surrender, finally. It is not about intellectual who can defeat who. That's the reason the foundation starts at Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasthena Sevaya. And, you know, you have to throw away your material intelligence when you are and trying to understand spiritual matters, because spiritual matters are revealed and these are revelations which come which the Lord is actually inspiring the devotees. It is not coming from any material platform. So material and spiritual, these are separate things. If the, you know, like Prabhupada, you know, when he did not know about certain material things, he asked his disciples, so how does it work, how does it function? He asked him. It was not that, you know, Prabhupada said that, no, whatever I say is the ultimate thing. He was asking, you know, if he did only certain material things, material concepts, he was asking the disciples. But when Prabhupada said that, no, it is like this, then it has to be accepted. then there is no question of, you know, so like one particular Leela I will share. So one time devotees were like, disciples were walking with Prabhupada on the beach. And so normally, you know, they go for the walk every almost every day. And so as we know that there are many flights, many planes which are passing over Jew Beach because the airports are very close, right? So now, you know, so most of the disciples, they have seen that certain flights at certain times, they are taking a particular direction. So one day they were walking with, you know, they are walking with Prabhupada, and then the flight was going, and all these, you know, so I think there was some conversation about the flight. And so Prabhupada said, actually, this flight is going to Hyderabad. Okay, and the devotee said, no, Prabhupada, this flight is actually going to Bangalore. Okay. So Prabhupada said, no, I'm telling you, this is going to Hyderabad. And the disciple said, no, Prabhupada, we have seen this, like, this flight is going in this direction, no, at this time. And Prabhupada said, no, it is going to Hyderabad. So then, okay, then what happened? Like, what do you think, what should have happened?
Hyderabad chali gayi hogi flight.
Okay, Mata is saying Hyderabad. Any other devotees?
Does Prabhupada know what this is?
Any other devotees? Huh?
Flight वहाँ भी जा रहा है जो टिकट पे लिखा हुआ है या जो मतलब they were standing down and lifting the flight ऊपर जा रहा है ऐसा क्या?
Rajiv Babu will say the flight went to Brahmaloka.
I would be on that flight then.
Yeah. Okay. So क्या बोला प्रभुपाद ने? I mean क्या result क्या निकला?
So they were on the flight or they were looking at the flight flying?
Yeah, so yeah, they were looking, obviously. So see what happened. That flight was, initially it was going in the direction of Bangalore. So I'm just using some sample example. Huh? So exactly which city was discussion going on, I don't remember that, but something like that. So it was initially it was going in that direction, and then so everyone was like, oh, you know, now Prabhupada will actually know that it is going. And then all of a sudden, this flight immediately took a big turn and changed its course, and it went to, you know, in the direction of Hyderabad.
Yeah.
And then all the disciples, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, you know, everyone was like. So see, now this is true for Prabhupada or someone who is very, very advanced Vaishnav,
yeah,
who can understand, you know, certain things which an ordinary devotee cannot understand. So we cannot imitate Prabhupada. So tomorrow someone cannot do like this. Okay, that I guess, oh, how could be like, see, there is no inspiration from the super soul and a devotee which say, this slide, you know, this will go to this place. You know, you just mark my words. And you know, Sida Uske Udarake crash ho gaya. ऐसा भी हो सकता है. So you know, the Lord can break one's ego at any point of time. So one should not unnecessarily imitate Prabhupada's position. And but what I'm saying is, the principle is that transcendental revelations are inspired by the Lord, and they are transferred to only those who are humble and submissive. That message will pass down. See, it is simple. अगर आप, you know, टाकी अगर ऊपर रखोगे पानी का, हाँ, उसको अगर नीचे आपको ऑब्वियसली कभी आपने देखा कि नीचे से ऊपर कभी फ्लो हुआ है. सो आई एम नॉट नेचुरली, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट नेचुरल फ्लो. हाँ, कभी आर्टिफिशियली यू कैन ऑब्वियसली पंप एंड वो सब उसको प्रेशर देके उसको ऊपर डाल सकते हैं. बट नेचुरली अगर करंट कंसिडर करेंगे बिकॉज ऑफ ग्रेविटी, ऑब्वियसली थिंग्स विल कम डाउन. सो द फ्लो ऑफ वाटर, व्हेन यू नो नेचुरल फ्लो अगर आप करेंगे, टर्बाइन कंसिडर करते हो, यू हैव यू सीन स्वदेश मूवी, एनी ऑफ यू स्वदेश?
Yes,
yeah, so you know, he had created that turbine, and obviously it was at a certain height, right? It was a height, and there was a gradient. It was a you know, steep gradient. So uske wajah se wo pressure and velocity build hota hai, okay? Mm-hmm. And then wo finally turbine. So tab flow hota hai. Agar aap uske beech mein abhi aap apne dekha movie mein dekha hoga ki jab wo pani aa raha tha, suddenly wo stop ho gaya. And then Shahrukh Khan goes into the tank inside.
And then he finds
some obstacle, some blockage will be there.
Yeah.
So he will remove everything and then the water again starts flowing. Right?
Mm.
So my very principle. If you put an obstacle, how can the mercy flow?
Mm.
So that's an obstacle. If you are being if you are proud of your material intelligence knowledge or your so called material things, understanding about material things and all, and if you are not submissive, that will create an obstacle. So that will never, so the mercy will never pass down. Okay, so this is transcendental realm, which is completely different. It is opposite of our material realm. Okay, and that's the reason only the Bible says that only the meek shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Hmm.
Right? So, so it is very important that, coming back to the, about Kirtanand Maharaj's case, no disciple or no devotee has the right to comment about other devotees or chastise because, as we don't know their past, we don't know their circumstances. So we cannot comment, and in fact, we should try to encourage all the other devotees. We should, so it does not also mean that artificially also we glorify them, just because certain qualities we observe and we glorify that much only. ऐसा नहीं है बड़ा चढ़ा के उसको पूरा झाड़ पे चढ़ा दिया और फिर बाद में if you get bad experience then you will say बहुत ज़्यादा चढ़ा दिया उसको भी लगता है ऊपर मुझे इतना नहीं चढ़ाना चाहिए था तो ऐसा भी नहीं होना चाहिए भाई कि आप आर्टिफिशियली किसी को इतना ग्लोरीफाई कर दो बाद में जब उसके साथ प्रॉब्लम होगा तो उसको वापस ये कर दो ओके सो जितना आप देख रहे हो जितना ऑब्जर्व कर रहे हो इट्स अ सब्जेक्टिव एक्सपीरियंस फॉर द कंडीशन डिवोटीज फॉर द गुरु हु इज नित्य सिद्धा इट्स ऑल फ्रॉम एब्सोल्यूट प्लेटफॉर्म हम लोग के लिए सब्जेक्टिव है एक दिन किसी ने अच्छा बिहेव किया डिवोटी सो गुड दूसरे दिन उसने अगर सेम डिवोटी ने अच्छा बिहेव नहीं किया अरे ये तो पता नहीं अजीब ही है ना नेक्स्ट डे वी क्रिटिसाइज दैट डिवोटी दैट इज सब्जेक्टिव थिंग बट फ्रॉम एब्सोल्यूट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू द लॉर्ड एंड द गुरु दे आर ओनली दे हैव टू सी द गुड थिंग्स इन द डिवोटी एंड दे हैव द राइट टू करेक्ट द बैड थिंग्स रेक्टिफाई राइट सो या सो इट इज सो हाउ मेनी डिवोटीज have gone to their gurus and told them that please correct us if we are wrong in some place. How many of you? Uske liye bhi correct chahiye. Yeah. So this is very important. Humko apna glory sirf sunna nahi hai, but we also want to know the drawbacks. And we have to, so that will, see that if you have the habit of doing this thing regularly, that will make you humble after some time. That will create a practice kind of a thing, for you. And so you'll be able to accept. So now at some point of time in the future, aapko aisa ho jayega ki theek hai, whatever the guru is saying, it does not affect me because I know he's saying it for my benefit. But agar aapko sunne ka habit nahi hai, to phir wo problem ho jayega. So this is a part of sadhana, to approach the spiritual master and ask them. Then you have their association of the guru. Then you have to ask them, what is my mistake? Am I going somewhere wrong, right? Because sometimes the guru might not say certain things, just to encourage the disciples, just to make them grow in their Krishna consciousness. If jyada chastain mil raha to disciples chhod bhi sakte hai, right? Because they will get discouraged. So the guru will not say, but a sincere, very sincere disciple would definitely go to the guru and say, without even the guru telling them, themselves they approach the guru and ask, what is the mistake and where I can improve. So, I have done this. I have done this personally a couple of times. And not with Radhanath Maharaj, because I never got a chance. But Radhanath Maharaj, anyways, he had... he chastised me also once, which I have shared in the class. And somehow, luckily, I accepted that chastisement because probably I knew that it is true. So, like, there's no question of, like, you know, to discuss anything about it. But, yeah, but I've done this, you know, and I do wish and pray that I keep doing it, you know, whenever the Guru, you know, whenever our Gurujan are there, you know. So that is really good exercise for our self-development and improvement. And it also, you know, it is like, see, then I am taking a role currently where I am like teaching others. So I have to make sure that I am also learning from others and I am also like trying to be submissive to them. So that is the most important thing for me, right? So that is actually the main concern for me, that I should not, because obviously when you start accepting a lot of, you know, many devotees come to you and hear from you and, you know, they want to take guidance and all that. So, naturally, you know, that, you know, kya hai dekho, right? Kitne log sun rahe hai mera class, kitne log tarif kar rahe hai, ye hai, wo hai, you know. So, ye sab pride ko balance karne ke liye, thoda, you know, ye bhi zaruri hai thoda. You know, उसको जस्टिसमेंट से बैलेंस होता है प्रॉपरली. सो या बट आई हैव पर्सनली बीन जस्टिस बाय यू नो माय शिक्षा गुरु आल्सो मेनी टाइम्स, नॉट जस्ट लाइक वन और टू टाइम्स बट लाइक मेनी टाइम्स. सो इट्स गुड. या सो डिड यू गेट द आंसर, लाइक यू नो वी आर नॉट सपोज टू comment, and especially for proper disciples. So we know that they are very special. उन्होंने जो किया है वो आप कर भी नहीं सकते हो.
Of course.
So see that sacrifice that they made for Prabhupada, and see the special mercy that Prabhupada has given to all of them. तो हम लोग वो स्टेज पे है भी नहीं. So why we should comment? See, जो भी जिनका भी हुआ ये सब, Prabhupada ने सबको back to God ले लिया. तो अभी क्या हो गया, लाइक यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड, अल्टीमेट रिजल्ट क्या हो गया, गया ना सब लोग, क्या प्रभुपाद ने क्या उधर ही छोड़ दिया क्या उनको? मोस्ट ऑफ देम वेंट बैक टू वर्क, इवन दो टेंपरेरली दे वेंट आउट ऑफ सर्विस एंड ऑल, यू नो. बट
हाउ कैन वी नो दैट मोस्ट ऑफ देम वेंट टू गॉडहेड एंड मींस मोस्ट ऑफ देम मींस सम आर नॉट, हाउ कैन वी come to know that things?
As far as Prabhupada disciples are concerned, I think probably everyone went back to God. You know, like, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure, and I don't want to even, like, think anything about that, you know, because what I feel is, you know, all Prabhupada disciples are very special, and what they have done is amazing, you know, mind-blowing work. So I wouldn't even think, or you know, for some time that who did not go back to Godhead. You know, I don't want to think about that. So whether it was any fallen disciple or whether it was any disciple who left Krishna consciousness, I am pretty sure Prabhupada has taken care of them. So you know, see, I have like very high and special regards for Prabhupada disciples. Okay. Yeah, but one thing can be done is that apparently if you find some unusual erratic behavior of a Prabhupada disciple or some devotee, then we can always keep distance. Okay, so we don't have to associate with that devotee. And at the same time, we should not even criticize that devotee. First of all, Prabhupada disciples are at the level of our guru. Because our guru is also Prabhupada disciple. So technically speaking, his godbrothers are our guru at that stature. Okay. So how can you even comment about your guru? So who are we to comment about anything about our guru? So Prabhupada disciples are very special in that sense. Okay. And so they are at the category of guru in one sense. So although they might not give knowledge or you might not take knowledge with them, but just because they are godbrothers of your guru Maharaj, they become, you know, they have that kind of this position. Okay. So we don't have to, we should never criticize them. Unless, it's a different thing if they criticize our Guru Maharaj and other advanced devotees. then we, and, you know, for the defense of our Gurujan, we can definitely refute them. Okay, but it should be done in a proper way, with the proper etiquette.
Yeah.
And if that devotee is not willing to listen, then just take, keep distance. In fact, I will tell you something really very striking, wonderful, and very heavy also at the same time. Something probably you must have not thought about it. You know, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, in the context, in the past tense of Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, when they are fighting with each other, so Mahaprabhu says that actually I am the one who is creating rift amongst these devotees. And so whoever will take side of one or defend one and criticize the other, they will be
offended.
They will be finished.
Oh.
So it is, you know, we, so it is, you know, sometimes it's that's why, you know, I'm saying it is difficult to, when, especially when we talk about senior, you know, disciples like Prabhupada disciples and some other advanced Vaishnavas, when they are having some arguments or fights or whatever, we, it's not of our business to interfere in that. You know, all these things they might take at a transcendental level also. You know, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says in that Chaitanya Bhagavat, that context, that whoever will defend one and criticize the other, they will be doomed. So one cannot take side of Nityananda Prabhu and say that he is correct, Advaita Acharya is wrong. That means you are offending Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, you say, is wrong, right, and Nityananda Prabhu is wrong. You are offending Nityananda. In any case, you will be doomed. So that's the reason. Certain things are beyond our this thing. Okay, we don't have to, unless and until we have a position, authority to correct certain things, situations, we should never bother about it. Externally, yeah, you have the right to keep distance, but don't comment and don't criticize. Okay, so yeah, I hope everyone, any comments on this or questions?
Prabhuji, you were saying that we should be submissive, like, you know, so what is the parameter for us, like, you know, since, like, we don't have an association with Prabhupada or even our Guru Maharaj, like, you know, and all the devotees that we have are merely a pals, kind of, like, you know, so we really don't criticize them or like, we have a friendly relationship with. So what is the parameter that we can evaluate ourselves, like, you know, are we submissive or not, like, you know? It is according to me, following the four principles of Prabhupada, chanting,
reading. Prabhupada did not just talk about that. Why he wrote books, why he put so much time in writing down, having conversations. So he has given a lot of things. He has also advised us that we have to take shelter of a devotee, become the servant of a pure Vaishnava. That is the instruction of Prabhupada only. So what you are saying is, you know, you are taking some instructions of Prabhupada and you are following that. But that is only the minimum requirement. Okay. But when you advance in spiritual life, you want to goal and aim for more and more. Okay. You want to advance, purify yourself more and more. So that purification can only happen when, and so Prabhupada also writes in Bhagavatam Purport that we have the book Bhagavatam and the devotee Bhagavatam. The devotee Bhagavatam is better than the book Bhagavatam because the devotee Bhagavatam can correct us, he can rectify us. And that's the reason, you know, Prabhupada gives example of parents, you know, that the children, they do not know what they are doing. They think that probably they are doing the right thing, you know, but they are, because they are immature, they don't know what is right and what is wrong. So the parents are correcting them. So similarly, you know, see, the fact that you are asking this question, that how do we judge the parameter that we are submissive or not, that itself means that you do not know about that, how much you are surrendered or how much you are submissive to Prabhupada, right? So that means you need a, you know, devotee to tell you that. So because Prabhupada is not present, and, you know, and it does not mean that it should be through the Diksha Guru. Whoever is giving you knowledge, whoever is guiding you on the spiritual path, whoever, because of whose guidance you have been advancing, you know, they are actually the gurus, or whoever is taking, guiding you for a long time, technically they are the, you know, more responsible gurus, you know, like the Siksha and Diksha gurus. So Diksha guru, we know that he takes the responsibility of disciple to take him back to Godhead, provided the disciple follows the instruction of the guru. Okay. And so similarly, you know, the Siksha guru also, if he is guiding the disciple, so the Siksha guru is training the devotee. And training means he is revealing knowledge, he is giving knowledge, and he is also observing the devotees. And wherever they are lacking something, he is advising them and he, you know, asking them to reform themselves. So this is the role of a guru, whether it can be a Diksha guru or a Siksha guru. So it does not mean Prabhupada should be there, or the Diksha, if Diksha guru is not available, you have, you see, three associations you must have, three levels of association, seniors, equals and juniors. This is a perfect combination of the association. And so from seniors, you have to take guidance. You have to follow them. You have to serve them. Okay. And for juniors, you have to share. So, the, you know, the thing you spoke about, that you consider devotees as friends. So that is an equal association. But you cannot be friendly with your seniors. That awe and reverence has to be there. So you have to take guidance, serve them. And you have to be very respectful to them. Okay, and to juniors, you have to give compassion, which means what you have received from your seniors, it's time that you give this to the other devotees who need it. And because, you know, each and every devotee, they want to advance in spiritual life, and they have certain requirements. So if you fulfill those requirements, you are doing a great service to Prabhupada. Okay, so you have to be compassionate on the juniors, and you have to train them, you have to guide them. So these three associations you must have in your spiritual life. Without this, it is not possible to advance. Okay? Because when you help others, you get more mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. So that is being, you know, giving compassion to others. And and you want to release Krishna consciousness, you do it with your equals. You take guidance from them, you also give them guidance. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is equal. And seniors are the ones from whom you are taking guidance. You cannot instruct them. That is the transgress of Vaishnava etiquette. So when you are accepting that you are receiving guidance, it has to be one way only. It cannot be two ways. If you are giving guidance, that means you are more knowledgeable, or you are more advanced, or you are more superior to that person. So then why you have to take guidance from them? So then it becomes an equal relationship. If you are taking and giving guidance, it becomes an equal relationship. But with seniors, there is only one flow. There is only one way. It cannot be two ways. You can definitely share your views, thoughts, but finally you have to submit to the authorities' thoughts and views. Okay, because assuming that they are more advanced in spiritual life, and so they guide from a more realized platform. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is how you'll understand how much we are being in the mood of being servant. Otherwise, you'll never understand that. See, certain aspect of surrender is there because we are following Prabhupada's instructions to some degree. But Prabhupada actually has given a lot of things that, you know, one is supposed to advance in spiritual life. You see, that's the reason it is said that initiation is the beginning. What you are saying about 16 rounds and 4 legs, that is the beginning. Because initiation, you accept the guru, that's a beginning of your spiritual life. But if you want to go ahead, then Prabhupada said many things. If you read his books, his letters and everywhere, you will understand. Many times Prabhupada said that if I'm not present, take guidance from your senior god brother and he will help you in all respects. And one should always take guidance from one's seniors. You know, many details Prabhupada has given the entire Shastra to us. The library has given. Okay, if you now see, that's the reason I'm emphasizing, no? Every devotee must read Prabhupada's books. So they will understand what Prabhupada actually gave. So Prabhupada has given everything. It is not just the minimum. Okay?
Yes.
So does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is, that's the reason it is the responsibility of each and every sincere devotee that they have to be connected to some senior. who, the most important factor is they should have faith in their senior. They should be inspired, obviously. They should be inspired to have that faith. And then, the guidance and all that should also be very practical. Like, it should not be so theoretical. No, I cannot tell you that Mataji, leave everything, surrender to Krishna. Your family, everything belongs to Krishna, just surrender. That's a very high level of demand, which anyone will not do that. So practicality has to be there. So you express your situations, you express your views, and then the guru will guide you. That is the perfect combination. So without you are knowing your circumstances background, a guru cannot guide you actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that compatibility, practicality, and faith, the inspiration has to be there to accept a senior Vaishnava. And then equals obviously whom we are comfortable with, who are your well-wishers, truly your well-wishers. And they don't hide anything from you. Because see, I will tell you one thing. Unfortunately, there are devotees who will show that they are really good friends, but they will keep hiding things from you. Because the fear that, oh, if I share this, then kisi ka nazar lag jayega, kuch to galat ho jayega. This is all nonsense.
Right.
Any devotee bonding, they will always be well-wishers. Why they will, and you have to have faith in the Lord also. Ultimately, it is your karma why things are not happening. It is, you cannot blame to others. Ki are ye devotee ke saath share kar diya to mera pura ye ho gaya. I had a desire and could not be fulfilled because I was sharing with everyone. It does not mean that you keep boasting about your, things. But there are certain things that a devotee automatically shares with others, thinking that they are well-wishers. And why would one hide from them? The symptom is one has to be very honest in their dealings. So why would one see? And then the tendency is, I should get the maximum mercy, but they should not get. I should get more. They should also get, but I should get little more. Because I should get more special mercy. What kind of attitude is that? We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. If you pray now, I will tell you one very honest thing, one honest realization. If a devotee is getting special mercy, if you are happy now, and if you say that, that devotee, Mahaprabhu is giving so much mercy, wonderful. And I hope that they get more mercy. I'm telling you, at that point of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestow unlimited mercy on you. Just by having this thought. So, teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu itself is servant of servant of servant and becoming happy when other devotees are getting special mercy. So then why this, again, it's an ego thing. Ego thing. One is always looking for getting one's mercy for oneself. They never think that, I don't want, I want that my friend should get the mercy more. Is anyone praying like that for their friends? Very rare devotees, very advanced Vaishnavas might be doing that. But generally they are more benefit, we are thinking about ourselves first. That, I should get that mercy, I should get that mercy. But what about your own devotee friends who are your eternal partners in the spiritual world? Right? So it's a very important this thing. Anyways, these things, will come when you advance in spiritual life, gradually. It won't come in the beginning, but a devotee will, because Krishna is there, he's an observer. He knows everything. And so with time, he will make sure that every devotee they have learned their lessons. So he will rectify them over a period of time. And that devotee will come to the same conclusion. That this is what we are supposed to follow and do. Okay. Yeah. So anything else?
That's it, everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So next Monday, probably next Monday we'll have the class because I'm leaving on Tuesday night. So mostly I think we can do on next Monday. But so the Bhagavad Gita class, there is only one class remaining now. That we'll cover this coming Saturday. Okay, all right. Thank you all the devotees for joining. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Okay, Guruji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.